Canton police say a suspect in a deadly shooting is now in custody. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle of Canton was arrested this morning by the U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and is being held in the Stark County Jail. He is charged with aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises in the death of 51-year-old Richard Stotts. He was shot in his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue April 19th and died of his injuries 2 days later. An investigation continues. A Stark County judge has ordered one of two women charged in a murder case to undergo mental health treatment. 71-year-old Dorothy Lowry of Canton will be taken to Heartland Behavioral Health in Maslin to be restored to competency. Tuesday's decision from Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath follows an evaluation. Dorothy and her daughter, 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville, were indicted on charges including aggravated murder and kidnapping in the death of Jerry Morris of Canton. His body was found in Akron last August, but police believe he was beaten to death in Canton. Yolanda Lowry's competency hearing has been rescheduled for May 19th. A man faces multiple charges following a robbery and assault in Canton. 31-year-old Devontae Scurry of Reynoldsburg was arrested following the Tuesday morning incident and is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. He allegedly stole a woman's car in the 2000 block of Kimball Road Southeast, dragged her down a driveway, and struck her with a vehicle door. Curry is also accused of repeatedly punching a man, taking his money, and striking him with the car. He is charged with felonious assault, aggravated robbery, and grand theft of a motor vehicle. The Timken Company is starting 2026 with higher sales and bigger profits. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings says first quarter sales were $1.23 billion, an increase of 8% from a year ago. Timken posted net income of $98.2 million, or $1.40 per share, while adjusted earnings came in at $1.67 per share. Officials say the gains were driven by stronger demand in industrial markets and higher pricing. In the full-year forecast, Timken is projecting earnings of up to $5.20 per share. A damages hearing is set next month in a case involving a Salem restaurant damaged during a demolition project. A Columbiana County judge has scheduled the hearing for June 5th after ruling in favor of Heggie's against Veterans Energy and Construction Services. The case stems from a November 2024 incident when a wall from the neighboring Shorey building collapsed during demolition, crashing into the East State Street restaurant and causing major damage. Court documents show more than $160,000 in reconstruction costs, as well as additional losses from business interruption. An Austin townwoman is being held on $500,000 bond following her arraignment in a teen's death. 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell appeared today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court on charges including involuntary manslaughter. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for May 27th. The case involves the death of a 16-year-old girl. Her body was discovered in a sealed room last month when police conducted a welfare check at a home on South Raccoon Road in Austintown. Mitchell reportedly told officers the girl had been dead for at least a month. The coroner's office has not released a cause of death. An investigation continues. Ursuline High School in Youngstown is preparing for a leadership change this summer. Sister Mary McCormick has been named interim president effective July 1st. This follows the retirement of Reverend Richard Murphy, who has been president since 2011. McCormick is an Ursuline graduate and Austintown native. She currently serves as a professor of theology at St. Mary's Seminary in Cleveland. A crash involving a school bus in Greene Township sent two people to the hospital Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a van rear-ended a Canfield school bus on Route 62 near Knopf Road just after 3 p.m. as the bus was stopped to turn. Nine students and a driver were on board. One student suffered minor injuries, and the driver of the van was also hospitalized. A Youngstown man has pleaded not guilty to multiple felony charges. 37-year-old Randy Reese was taken into custody last Monday by U.S. Marshals at a home on Southern Boulevard. He is charged with trafficking in persons, rape, corrupting another with drugs, and felonious assault following a secret grand jury indictment last week. Officials say Reese was already free on bond in a separate case. He had bond set at $500,000 at arraignment Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A man convicted in a Trumbull County child rape case has died in prison. Authorities say 71-year-old Larry Cole died April 26th while serving his sentence at Belmont Correctional Institution. He was serving 10 years to life after being convicted in 2021 of raping a 9-year-old girl. No additional details about his death have been released. A Lovettsburg man has pleaded guilty to multiple charges involving child sex abuse material. 36-year-old Alan Patchen admitted in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to 10 counts. They stemmed from a 2025 investigation by the Sheriff's Office and the FBI. Sentencing will be set following a background investigation. And a former Trumbull County Clerk of Courts employee has pleaded guilty to theft and tampering with records. Prosecutors say 59-year-old Vanessa Clark of Niles stole more than $1,900 from the auto title office and altered records to cover it up. A judge revoked her bond and she was taken into custody. Sentencing will take place after a pre-sentence investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.